We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach to discuss the issue of Minhagim. There's a Mishnah beginning a Perek Mokim Shenagu in Masecht HaPesachim on Daf Nun Aleph. The Mishnah says HaMokim HaHoylich V'Mokim Sh'oysin. A person travels from a place where Malach is done on Erev Pesach L'Malach L'Mokim Shein Oysin to a place where Malacha is not done. I mean, Shein Oysel, Mokim Sha'oysim, and from a place where the Minig is not to do Malacha on Erev Pesach to a place where the Minig is to do Malacha. Noisna love Chumre Mokim Sha'yotzim Hashem, for Chumre Mokim Sha'holch Hashem. He should take the Chumra, Vayishana Odom, Mibnei Machlaikis. But the Mishnah concludes that he should always be careful about machlokes. The Ran makes a very important comment that this halacha is only applicable if ain't is that the lachzer, if he intends to go back to where he is coming from, but if he intends to remain. So that halacha is, he has to follow the minig hamakom. And as we have mentioned in previous shurim, that when we speak about minhagim, one of the factors to take into consideration is what is the minig hamakom. And therefore the halacha is, if somebody travels to a place and it is his intention to return back within 12 months, so then he has to follow the minig of the place that he comes from. However, as we also just read, he also has to be concerned about machlokes. And even though he's following the menhagim of where he came from, not at the expense of machlokes. So therefore, whenever we speak about a public activity, and if he will act differently than is the current minig hamakom, he should be concerned about machlokes. Even, say the poskim, when it's a question of an issa drabonin. There are, however, poskim that say that the concern is limited, that this concern is limited to when we speak about minhagim. So as much as we have been discussing and continue to discuss the importance of minhagim, minhagim should be disregarded in the place of machlokes. But when we speak about Isurim, we have no right to be over an Isur, certainly not an Issa deraisa, nor even an Issa derabanan, because of Machlokes. And therefore, when we speak about this concern, says the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tuf Samaches, in Sifkotin Yud Beis, and the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham Sifkotin Chaf Dalet. Sometimes it makes a difference in front of whom you're doing what. Sometimes, if you're acting differently than other people, but you're acting that way in front of Talmid Chachamim, who recognize that there are different menhagim, one could be act that way because the Talmud Chacham realizes that there are more than one minig. But if you're going to act that way in front of Amaratzim that don't recognize different menhagim, one has to be more sensitive. Moreover, there are certain menhagim that are treated more stringently. The most notable example, which we will spend a little time discussing, is the minig of Yontov Sheni Shagolius. even if someone originally comes from Eretz Yisrael, where there is no minig to keep 2 days of Yontif, but now he comes to Chutz Loritz, where our minig is to keep 2 days of Yontif, even Bitsina, even though this is not his family minig, he comes from a family that's from Eretz Yisrael, he has to follow the minig of Chutz Loritz and keep, if he now intends to live in Chutz Loritz, as we will discuss, 2 days of Yontif. And therefore, if somebody from Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz Loritz, now for him it's Chol HaMoed, even though for the people in Eretz Yisrael it's Yontif. For him it's already after Yontif, even though for the people in Eretz Yisrael it's still Yontif. He has to daven tefillah not of Yontif. He has to put on tefillin, but he has to be careful that this should be done b'tzina. And therefore, he should daven at home in the morning before he goes to shul. Daven, put on tefillin, say Kriya Shema, and then afterwards go to shul and daven tefillah b'tzibur. When he davens Shmoneh Esrei, so people don't know what Shmoneh Esrei he's davening, so he should daven obviously the tefillah shel choyl. However, the Poskim say, the Har Tzvi says that if you have a minyan of Bnei Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Loritz, they should not make a minyan to daven weekday davening when it is here in Etzis, or Chol HaMoed davening when it is in Chutz Loritz Yontif. As far as getting an aliyah, L'chatchila, he should not get an aliyah. For him, it's not Yontif. But if he got an aliyah, again, now it becomes a situation of a faresia. And if he got an aliyah, he should go up and take that aliyah. On, as far as the Suda. So now is Yontif Sheni, the night of Yontif Sheni. He can join in the meal with his host, with the Bnei Chutz Loritz. Obviously, he shouldn't make Kiddush. For him, it's not Yontif. It's not considered that he's doing something b'faresia by not making Kiddush, because there are many people that don't make Kiddush, that just rely on the host's Kiddush. The Paiskim, however, say there's one time that maybe he should avoid joining his host, and that is by Yontif Sheni of Pesach and joining in the second Seder. Because when one joins in a meal on a regular Yontif night Suda, as we just explained, it's not really noticeable that he isn't participating. The only thing was the Kiddush, as we explained. But when it comes to the Seder, there's all sorts of mitzvahs, brachas, that have to be said. And obviously, he's not allowed to say bracha on the matzah. He's not allowed to say bracha on the maror. He doesn't make Kiddush, which are all things that everybody participating in the Seder does. Therefore, Rav Shlomo Zalman says he should better not join in the Seder. If it's Yontif Sheni for us in Chutz Loritz, and it's Friday night, so it's Shabbos and Yontif. So our Kiddush, for the people who are keeping Yontif and Shabbos, is different from an individual that's only keeping Shabbos from Eretz Yisrael. Der lechatchila, he should not rely on the Kiddush of his host, but rather he should make his own Kiddush. However, because we have a situation of a faresia, he should make that Kiddush quietly. In a situation where Yontif Sheni falls on Matzoi Shabbos, so he has to make Havdalah, and the people from Chutz Loritz have to make Kiddush. So the Paiskim say that he should make Havdalah in Tefillah, that nobody knows that he's making. The question is regarding Havdalah, making Havdalah. And it's particularly an issue because we know that when one has to make Havdalah, he has to make Havdalah, he may not eat until he makes Havdalah. So there are Paiskim that say he could wait until Sunday night, even though for him this Sunday is a weekday, he could wait to Sunday night and he could eat for two reasons. He did make Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei, and furthermore, the reason he's not making Havdalah Matzoh Shabbos is not because he doesn't want to make Havdalah. It's because he's not allowed to make Havdalah, and therefore we could be more lenient. There are other Paiskim that say that he should make Havdalah, of course, Betzina. And there are Paiskim. Now the question that comes up, the truth is, the Ben Chutz Laretz is also making Havdalah, but it's a very different Havdalah. The Ben Chutz Laretz is saying Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. The Ben Eretz Yisrael is going to be saying Ben Kodesh L'Choil. And therefore, the Stechemid says that B'di'evid, somebody who's obligated in Havdalah Ben Kodesh L'Chol, could be Yotze with the Havdalah of someone who's obligated in a Ben Kodesh L'Kodesh. The Shalos HaTshuvos B'Tzeila Chochma disagrees. He says these are two different Havdalahs. One can't be Yotze with the other. Doing Melacha, certainly any Melacha D'Raisa may not be done, even B'Tzina. Melacha D'Rabbanan, B'Tzina for sure. There are Paiskim that are more Mekel. Similarly, Asiyas Melacha L'Tzorech Mitzvah, one could be more Mekel. When it comes to eating chametz, again, Pesach ends, let's say, whenever, after the seventh day for the Ben Eretz Yisrael. For us, we still have one more day of Pesach. The Ben Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, the Paiskim say, the Aruch HaShulchan, Rav Moshe, says that even B'Tzina, he should not eat chametz. What about the other situation? When somebody from Chutz Laretz is in Eretz Yisrael, so the halacha is that if somebody from Chutz Laretz is in Eretz Yisrael, but it is his intention to go back to Chutz Laretz, he has to keep 2 days Yontif. Here the Paiskim are a little more lenient. We said before that a Ben Eretz Yisrael in Chutz Laretz, when for him it's a weekday, a minion of davening tefillas choyl should not be arranged. But what about in this situation? A ben chutz laretz b'Eretz Yisrael, where for Eretz Yisrael it's a weekday, and for the b'nei chutz laretz it's yontif. May they arrange a minion? The Paiskim are more lenient in this situation. The Mishnah Berura, based on a Shalos HaTshuvos Afkas Rochel, says that you should not make a minion. However, there are Paiskim that are lenient. Particularly, I saw from Rabbi Tzin Abishol Zatzal that says that in the times of the Afkas Rochel, the Beis Yosef, when travel wasn't so common, there it was a zilzal. But now that there's so many B'nai Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael, we could be more lenient. Certainly, this Ben Chutz Laretz in Eretz Yisrael, now for him it's Yontif Sheni, even though for the people in Eretz Yisrael it's not Yontif, he has to make Kiddush. And when Yontif is over, he'll have to make Havdalah. Again, the question comes up when Yontif Sheni was on Shabbos. So a Motzoi Shabbos, the Ben Eretz Yisrael is making Havdalah, but his Havdalah is only for Shabbos. For the Ben Chutz Laretz, the Havdalah he's making is also for Kedushas Yontif. Most Paiskim feel that the Ben Chutz Laretz can be Yotzei with the Havdalah of the Ben Eretz Yisrael. Another question that comes up very often is that in Eretz Yisrael, they begin saying the same Talmud Motor on Zayin Cheshvan. In Chutz Laretz, we begin saying Saint Talmud Motor 60 days after the Tkufa, December 5th. And now the question is, B'nei Eretz Yisrael Chutz Laretz, B'nei Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael regarding Saint Talmud Motor. A Ben Eretz Yisrael comes to Chutz Laretz before Zayin Cheshvan, but it's his intention to go back to Eretz Yisrael, or even if it's not his intention, but he has family, his children, his wife are still in Eretz Yisrael, the Be'er Heitev says that he should begin saying Saint Talmud Motor on Zayin Cheshvan. Others say that he should, since he's now in Chutz Laretz, he should not begin on Zayin Cheshvan. The compromise position is that he should begin on Zayin Cheshvan, but not say it in Baruch Aleinu, he should say it in Shmei Tefillah. Certainly the Paiskim say that if he only arrived in Chutz Laretz after Zayin Cheshvan, and he already therefore had begun in Eretz Yisrael saying the same Talmud Motor, he should continue saying the same Talmud Motor as he has already begun. A Ben Chutz Laretz that came to Eretz Yisrael before Zayin Cheshvan, here again the Paiskim say, since I'm now in Eretz Yisrael, I should follow the Minig Hamokim. The question is, what happens when he goes back and he comes back to Chutz Laretz before December 6th? So again, if he comes to Eretz Yisrael and he's only arriving back to Chutz Laretz after December 5th, certainly he should be given the same Talmud Motor. The issue is, if he's coming after Zayin Cheshvan to Eretz Yisrael, but returning to Chutz Laretz before December 15. Here, since he's a Ben Chutz Laretz and he's going back to Chutz Laretz, here the Paiskim say that he should say the same bracha. Just in Shmei Tefillah, he say the same, only in the same Talmud Motor, only in Shmei Tefillah, he should say the same Talmud Motor. The issue comes up for such an individual. What about being about tefillah? So the Paiskim say, if he isn't able to daven like the people where he is, we just gave some examples, he should not be about tefillah. But let's say he's a chiyuv, he has yahrzeit, he's an oval, so he should daven, but he should daven like the minig hamokim. Obviously, on Yontif Sheni Shel Golius, Ben Eretz Yisrael may not be about tefillah in a minyan for Bnei Chutz Laretz. We're davening a Shemoneh Esrei of Yontif, and he's davening a Shemoneh Esrei of weekday, or vice versa. And in this situation, even if one is a chiyuv, the halacha doesn't make a difference. Such an individual cannot be a Baal Tefillah. There's, of course, when we have this discussion, a whole separate issue, which is not really in the purview of the Shurim for now, who is considered a Dat Delachzer? One more last Shaila is, let's say someone has two homes. He lives in Chutz Laretz part of the year, and he lives in Eretz Yisrael part of the year. Here, there are Paiskim, the Michetz Yitzchak, Rav Wozner Zatzal, that say such an individual should always act according to the place where he is currently. Rav El Yoshev, it seems, felt he should go. He should take on the chumris of both places, and there are people that the Paiskim that say he goes basarayv. Where is he more? And wherever he is more, that's the minhag he should follow.